cancer seems to be striking everywhere in our population these days. What do we have that we can help people that are facing the challenge of cancer?
Well, that's a great question. Back at the turn of the century, 1895, 1900, 1 out of 10 Americans developed cancer. Right now, it's 3 out of 5, and by the year 2050, it's projected 2 out of 3 people are going to develop cancer in America. The onset of cancer appears to be directly related to the amount of carcinogens. These are toxic waste either from agriculture or from the industrial waste that we find in our air and our food and our water and in the dust around us. And the lack of the ability to defend against these carcinogens, and the most common defense mechanism that we have, the one that we have access to in a very economical way, are the antioxidants like selenium, like the grape seed extract, like the green tea. You're looking at vitamin E, vitamin C, beta carotene, and avoiding fried foods and margarines and things that we have control of, eating as much organically grown food as possible. And according to the medical school at the University of Arizona, and this came out in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, December 25th, 1996. I mean, we're talking about a great Christmas gift to the American people. They did a wonderful study, 10 years. It was a double-blind study, 1,300 people. They gave the study group 250 micrograms, which is 1/4 of 1 milligram. And we're talking an itsy-bitsy amount of selenium. They just used selenium alone, didn't change anything else. And by giving these people 250 micrograms, 1/4 of a milligram of the trace mineral selenium, they were able to reduce the risk of esophageal cancer by 71%, prostate cancer by 69%, greater than 2/3, colon and rectal cancer by 64%, almost 2/3. Lung cancer was reduced by 48%, whether you smoked or not. And in a parallel study from the University of California, San Diego, 250 micrograms, 1/4 of 1 milligram of selenium, the trace mineral selenium, reduced the risk of breast cancer by 50 to 80%. And the same study showed that if you already have cancer, if you take 250 micrograms of selenium every day, you will, in fact, double the natural history life expectancy of a particular type of cancer. For instance, lung cancer, the natural history is about a year. Brain cancer is less than a year. Uterine, ovarian, colon, breast cancer is 2 to 5 years. Prostate cancer is 5 to 8 years. Well, just by taking 250 micrograms of the trace mineral selenium every day, 1/4 of 1 milligram, according to the University of Arizona's medical school, you can double that life expectancy just by doing that one thing. And so if you take the other antioxidants and give up margarines and fried foods and sugar and caffeine and avoid as many of the agricultural waste and the toxic waste from the industry that you can, you will be able to avoid an enormous amount of cancer. And if you already have cancer, doing other things such as taking the antioxidants and getting on macrobiotic diets and so forth, you can add many healthful years to your life. You can certainly have a better quality of life. And many people will extend their lives in a great way, 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And obviously, there's no way you can look in somebody's eyes and say, you're the one that's going to live 50 years. And so people just have to do all the right things, and they're going to get the best that can be gotten from nutrition and the supplements.